This is a Fox News alert. The U.S. declares a public health emergency over monkeypox. I'm Lisa Brady. The outbreak, first identified overseas, has now infected more than 6,000 Americans.
We're prepared to take our response to the next level in addressing this virus, and we urge every American to take monkeypox seriously and to take responsibility to help us tackle this virus.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, moments ago, part of a telebriefing with CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who says the emergency declaration will help improve the availability of data, overall aiming to boost the federal response to the outbreak. Most of the cases have involved men who have sex with men, but the virus can infect anyone and spread through less physical contact, including, for instance, from bedsheets. More than 2 years after the death of Breonna Taylor during a botched raid in Kentucky, four current and former officers face federal charges.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said charges include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction. Officers Joshua James and Kyle Meany, along with Detective Kyle Goodlett, are accused of writing up a false warrant as part of a drug trafficking investigation.
The affidavit falsely claimed that officers had verified that the target of the alleged drug trafficking operation had received packages at Ms. Taylor's address. In fact, defendants Janes and Goodlett knew that was not true.
He says when other officers, along with Brett Hankison, went into Taylor's apartment, the man inside with Taylor, who was in lawful possession of a gun, opened fire. Officers then fired back, killing Breonna. Hankison is now charged with unconstitutional use of force.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. One officer was acquitted earlier this year on state counts related to the raid, but not the death. The U.S. calling on Russia again to free two detained Americans, including basketball star Brittany Griner, sentenced to 9 years in prison today on drug charges. America is listening to Fox News.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Atlantic hurricane season, not living up to the initial predictions this year so far, but government forecasters still expect it to pick up steam.
NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says their tropical forecasters still think there will be an above-average storm activity level this summer and fall in the Atlantic Ocean. They are, however, slightly reducing the number of expected cyclones. They now believe there will be between 14 and 20 named storms, of which 6 to 10 could become hurricanes, and of which 3 to 5 could be major storms. So far, there have been only 3 tropical storms, but the second half of the season is historically more turbulent. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Still no charges in the fatal film set shooting of a cinematographer by actor Alec Baldwin last October in New Mexico. Prosecutors say they're still awaiting the analysis of key forensic evidence, including analysis of the weapon. It was a live round of ammunition that killed a cinematographer and wounded a director. An odd baseball card is being sold at auction.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, when he was 8 or 9 years old, 30 years ago, had baseball cards of himself printed up to give away at summer camp. One of his camp counselors years ago thought Zuckerberg's name sounded familiar, went through his stuff, and found one of the cards. Ellie Tarantino, now a 50-year-old fifth grade teacher who still works summers at Elmwood Day Camp in Westchester, New York, is auctioning that card off now, a digital version known as an NFT, non-fungible token. Zuckerberg posted on Instagram about the sale coming up later this month. His company in May started supporting posts of NFTs. Chris Foster, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow's down about 70 points. The S&P also lower, but the NASDAQ is up 43. Oil prices still sliding, down more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.